Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
That would be an NFL record.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, dude.
Man.
We've literally never seen that before.
No.
Cam Little was kicking at Arkansas last year. They drafted him, so you know they believe in him. Steelers got a pretty good one on their roster, too, in Ben Sauls.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually surprised Ben Sauls didn't get drafted. We talked about that at the time. But Cam Little kicks a 70-yard field goal, Doran, with room to spare.
Yeah, room to spare, too. That's insane. I mean, the fact that they even let him do that, that shows how much faith they have in him. They're like, this guy can actually hit this. Let's go try for it on the opposite side of the 50.
I know, dude. That ball left his foot at the 40-yard line. The minus 40-yard line.
Jeez.
That would have been good from 74.
Yep.
And we got a tweet. Can you guys discuss your thoughts on the 70-yard field goal? And maybe it's time to make it a little tougher for kickers. Let's bring posts in or up because 50-yard field goals are nothing anymore. Look, we've never seen anybody do that before. And until stuff like that happens routinely, I don't think you change anything.
Right.
That was, if you're looking for national storylines, that was the national storyline of the Steelers-Jags game.
Yep.
Yeah, you flip on NFL Network, you flip on ESPN, that's what they were talking about. And I don't think you change how it's done with kickers. I would love to see this guy get a chance to do it in the regular season. Something tells me, though, Liam Cohen's going to be a little risk-averse in the regular season and probably not do stuff like that.
Probably not.
End a half, I guess you would. But we're talking about negatives now, and I think the Steelers' field goal defense needs a little bit of work. I mean, out here giving up 70-yard field goals, Storm. What the hell?
Come on.
I mean, guys, what are we doing out there? Why, Black, can't get your big old mitt up there and swat that thing down? Come on. It is 6:41. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. I am serious, though. Unless it's an end-of-half situation, I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. I don't think they're going to let Cam Little do it. Like, you're going to let him probably try it from a distance where you don't usually let kickers try it after seeing that. But I'll be surprised if he gets multiple opportunities to kick field goals that long in the regular season.
No doubt.
Because coaches are scared.
Mm-hmm.
He misses that one. You get the ball at the 40-yard line.
Crazy. Yeah, it would have to be, yeah, like you said, like running out, like 3 seconds left and a half.
Right.
Right.
The crowd went nuts.
That's insane. Probably crazy to watch. And the fact that, in what you just said, he had room to spare. It's not like it like doinked in from the crossbar. Like,
right.
It hit the net, I think.
Like, that thing got to the 20-yard line, and the announcers knew it was going to be good because it just, the carry on that sucker. We don't need to spend a ton of time talking about kicker. I mean, Pat Bostic, if he were there, he'd want to spend the whole show on it. He's our kicker talk guy. I'll tell you, that's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen on a football field. I think it just is.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Little. More like Cam Big, Dorn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Bigger.
Mm-hmm.